yourself is just really a reminder to yourself. I just really want to create a platform, you know, for creatives and entrepreneurs, you know. As long as you have trust, faith, you know, the universe is going to have your back. And that's my note to self.
Welcome to another episode of Note to Self. This is your host, Jariah. And before we do get into today's episode, I'm feeling really good today. So I just want to play some music before we do get into today's episode. And I'll be right with you guys in a moment.
She got a thing for Chanel vintage that dry before she could speak English. Do you love me and love seeking attention? I mean, which one is it? You keep calling me a twin, but twins ain't this different. Mentally, I'm already on next year. That's some 2020 clear vision. You saying let you finish. I ain't trying to hear it. I'm off of spiritual lifting, but I don't fly spirit. I'm off of finding happiness, but down to die serious. All smiles, Kevin Durant trials. Had to blow it on the court, I must have blew a milli. I'm walking on all charges, that's my new Achilles. I know they love to rock the check, but who gonna do it really? Really? My depositions never surface.
Welcome to episode 7. I don't really have a topic for today's episode. I really don't, so I'm just going to be talking, venting. But I'm also just going to be, you know, dropping some gems too on today's episode. But anyway, I'm not feeling this daylight saving thing. It doesn't save shit, honestly. Not for me, because I don't know. I'm just not feeling the whole getting dark early. Like, I know we go through this every year, but I don't know. It's just something about this year in particularly that it's really bothering me. I'm just like, y'all, like, excuse me. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm feeling kind of eh. And especially when it hits 5 o'clock. I do not like when it gets dark around 5 o'clock because, you know, I get off of work, I'm already tired, I'm exhausted. And to only get off of work and just see dark is just something about that that I don't like. I don't like that. So, yeah, so I just be trying to, like, keep my energy up and, you know, try to, like, listen to some music or, you know, to up my mood. I don't know. Lately, it's just been kind of, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I don't have a topic for today, so I'm just gonna start. I'm just gonna keep talking. But before I do get into my little venting and rambling on, I just want to thank you to everybody who has been listening to my podcast episodes. You guys are amazing. Like, people are still hitting me up, even though I haven't been really consistent with it. A lot of people are still hitting me up, letting me know that, you know, my podcast has helped them in some way. And I'm just super glad and excited that I'm able to, you know, help other people. Because, you know, like I said, when I first started this podcast journey, it was just me just capturing my progress, my journey, and just kind of really speaking from a real ass, like, situation, coming from a regular ass person, not no celebrity shit, speaking on real struggles and what I've been going through, you know, just kind of being vulnerable with you guys and open and stuff like that. So I'm happy that I can kind of, you know, help somebody else, because, you know, a lot of us be going through the same shit. Honestly, a lot of us do go through the same shit, and I'm just happy that I can kind of, like, have something in common with a lot of you. And, you know, since I've, you know, got over most of the struggles that I've been through, I'm happy that I can, you know, help and, you know, help you get over, you know, your struggles that you're going through. So, yeah, I'm just going to continue to keep, you know, motivating and, you know, influencing others and, you know, being the creative person that I am. And I'm happy that God gave me this talent. I love podcasting. I love talking. It's like a journal for me. You know, it's definitely like a journal for me. But anyway, I don't know. Lately, today, like, I came to a realization today, like, you know, I've been heavy on like manifestation and like I feel like my third eye has really, really been woke. Like I'm seeing a lot of things differently now than I was before, you know. You know, with everything, like what, like with everything was going on in my life, I'm just looking, I'm approaching life a little bit differently now. And, you know, I know you, I've heard it plenty of times, and I know you guys heard it plenty of times, but I just was sitting here thinking today, like, yo, like, we literally, like, are the creators of our own reality. Like, our thoughts, the words we speak, like, all of that shit, like, I was just sitting here thinking, like, yo, like, we always point the finger, we always try to point the finger at something or someone, something or, how the hell am I gonna, I'm trying to, like, get it out so it makes sense. Like, a lot of people like to blame other things or other people for where they're at in their life right now, and you can't keep pointing a finger, and I used to do that shit all the time, pointing a finger at an old person I used to deal with, and just saying, oh, I would have been here, or my life would have been better if I wasn't messing with you, or if I would have gotten in this situation, and honestly, it might have been, but you just never know, it could have been worse, and it's like, we can't keep pointing our fingers at other people or other things, because, you know, being more spiritually awakening, it's just like, yo, like, whatever my thoughts were at that specific time, I attracted that specific thing that got me in that situation, and now I'm here, you know? So, yeah, I just learned, like, we got to really start taking accountability of ourselves, everything that goes on within our lives. Like, at some point, like, you got to take accountability, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, now I realize, you know, whatever you put out into the universe is exactly what you're gonna get. May not happen at this time, but that's exactly how your life is going to play out, you know? And now that, I mean, I'm a good person. I put out good energy. So I just know I'm gonna always be good. No matter how my life plays out, it may not play out the way I want it to, but I know I'm going to be good because the type of energy that I put out, I know that I'm going to get back. All the seeds that I've been planting are going to come to fruition because I put out good energy, good intentions, you know. I don't try to move funny, you know, around, you know, I don't do none of that. I'm not a person. I'm not a shady person. So, you know, I know I'm gonna be good. So that's why I don't fear anything, any self-doubt, worry. None of that shit lives in my reality because I know what I put out into the universe. I trust in the divine, the higher power, God, whatever you wanna call it. You know, as long as you know that you're doing right by yourself, doing right by others, and doing right by the universe, you're good. Like, there's no need to worry. And, you know, I have to remind myself this all the time because I know lately I've been, you know, things been at a standstill for me. And, you know, when things are at a stand, when things go from things going, like, you know, moving quickly, you know, things seem like they're looking up for you, and then all of a sudden everything is at like a standstill. You know, I've been learning with these standstill moments to really still keep going and putting my energy, you know, into, you know, keep promoting my brand and whatever it is, just keep going. Because I used to put all my energy into like, worrying like things won't work out. Or just kind of put, you know, just, how can I explain it? See, I'm all over the place. I told you this episode was going to be about rambling. But I don't know. I just felt like I would, how can I explain this? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm trying to say, actually. It's just that it's just not coming out the way I wanted to. But all I'm saying is you really got to, those standstill moments got to be those are the moments that you really got to go hard and stay your most positive, you know, be more positive in those type of moments. Like, because when things are at a standstill, people tend to worry, then they get like unmotivated and, you know, they start thinking all these negative thoughts. And it's like, no, these are the moments that should be able to fuel, you know, keep you going even more, like push you even more. It's like, now I'm like, for instance, for example, like, you know, middle of October, you know, I was getting candle sales. I didn't get any sales this week or last week. And I didn't let that discourage me. I'm not going to let it discourage me, because I know the energy I put behind my brand, you know, my products. And I know they're going to sell, you know what I'm saying? And it may not be right now, but who knows? Next week or next month, this shit may take off. I may sell out. You know what I'm saying? And you got to keep speaking life into yourself all the time. Keep speaking life into yourself, your brand, whatever it is. Even when you can't see it, you got to keep, you know, visualizing. You know what I'm saying? Visualize. Just keep yourself vibing at that, on that higher frequency, you know? And act as if, you know, that's what manifestation is all about. Act as if, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're doing good and putting good, as long as you got God on your side, you're never lacking. And that's how I see it. I'm never lacking, you know. My needs are always met. I say this one particular affirmation every morning, and it seems like every time I say it, like, I don't know, my energy changes. And I say this right when I wake up. I go in the mirror and I just say this shit out loud. Hold on, because I just forgot it. Divine powers are always working for me because I do right. And I got this, I heard this YouTuber, I ran across his video, and I kept watching his videos, and he would always say, divine powers are always working for me because I do right. And I just keep saying it, every day, every morning, just keep saying it, just putting that energy out into the universe, you know, because the universe is always going to respond to whatever frequency you're vibing on. And there's another thing I say too, because I know everybody's always trying to attract money and this, that, and the third. So another affirmation I got from another YouTuber, I don't remember these people's names, so I apologize. But she said, I am a money magnet. I attract everything that is mine. I am open to what the universe has to offer me and more. And that's another one I say too. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Write it down. Like, I'm constantly speaking life into myself and my brand. And even right now, as I'm saying it, my energy is just like, I'm getting chilled right now, because I know what I'm manifesting is here. It's mine. And, you know, even though it's not in the physical, it soon will become in the physical. So you just really got to believe it. Visualize. I spent like 10, 15 minutes meditating and visualizing myself in my new apartment, new car, visualizing me getting Shopify orders from my candles being sold out, you know, stuff like that. I even created a vision board for next year. I don't know. I'm just all about just visualizing, and it just makes me feel so good to do that. And, you know, I hope that, you know, whoever is listening, I hope that this works for you. You know, we are abundant. You know what I'm saying? How can I say it? Just don't speak negativity about yourself, because, like I said, whatever you speak into yourself is exactly what your life becomes. And if you constantly saying you're broke, then that's just how you're gonna be. I always tell myself, like, my life is full of abundance. I'm healthy. You know, like I said, all my needs are met. They're met. And you just got to continue to trust in yourself. Just trust in yourself. I journal a lot. And journaling has been helping me a lot with everything. Even when I'm not feeling at my best, you know, I journal and still keep a positive outlook. You know, I've been really honest with myself a lot lately, being truthful to myself about how I'm feeling, you know, and I think that helps a lot. I know a lot of people go through therapy, but honestly, if you're not being, I feel like it all starts with you first. You know, you I feel like you should, what the hell is that? I just feel like a therapist is cool, but you really got to be honest with yourself, honestly. Like, yeah, people can help you, but it all starts with you. Like, you got to be honest with yourself, you know? You got to confront yourself, take accountability. That's what I've been doing, and I just been feeling like my life has been, like, going so well. Even if you got to, like, speak it out, say it to yourself, cry it out, you know what I'm saying? We hold so much in as human beings, like, let it out. And that's why certain things aren't happening in our lives, because we hold so much shit in. And it's just, like, me, now that I've been so vocal, I say, I don't give a fuck what comes out of my mouth anymore. I don't, like, it's like I can't hold anything in anymore. Like, I used to be, like, so, like, standoffish and hesitant, and I'm like, I'm not that person anymore. I'm so glad, because a lot of the things we hold in could be stopping our blessings, you know? So, yeah, just try to be, if you're not vocal, try to be more vocal. Who gives a fuck what anybody thinks, honestly? Because then that's the problem right there. You're too worried about what everybody else is thinking. Fuck them, because they're not worried about what you're thinking. But, yo, it is, literally, we got one more, well, we gotta get through this month. I don't really count the month that we're in, but literally, we got one more month, and the year is over. The year is over. I wrote down all my goals for 2021. 2020 has been an interesting year, but I've accomplished a lot out of this year, and you know, there's a lot of people that I've noticed that have been accomplishing a lot, you know, and that should be a sign right there that, you know, shit, things may be fucked up, but, you know, that just shows you, if you can literally turn a negative situation to positive. And that's what this, that's the message, that was the kind of, like, the sign for this year. Like, if this year hasn't shown you that you can, you know, come up out of this shit, you know, this is why I hate rambling, because I'd be forgetting shit, and then half the time I sound like I don't make sense, and I was gonna edit this part out, but I'm not gonna do it, because, like I said, it just sounds more natural, just, you know, with the fuck-ups and the errors and the bloopers, as they call it, but it is what it is. But you know what I'm trying to say, like, this year has definitely been eye-opening, and showed a lot of true colors, especially around this election, which I'm not getting into. I have nothing to do with that shit anymore, and I got so many damn arguments, but at the end of the day, we still gotta live our lives at the end of the day. But I just hope everybody's doing good. I think they said we're about to go back down on lockdown, and I just hope everybody's preparing themselves, stocking up on food and water and toiletries, and mentally preparing themselves, you know. It's, like I said, you know, we only got one more month of this damn year. I know 2021 is going to be better. You know, I already keep saying, oh, I don't know about 2021. You know, you can't think like that. So you already putting the negative vibes out there, and you can't do that. You know, we got to look at the bright side of things. We're still alive, you know? So I think that's the most important thing. You know, if you're waking up every day, still breathing, healthy, you know, making money, that's all that matters in the end. So, this is all I have for today's episode. And, I think I'm going to drop another episode probably next week. I don't know. Don't hold me to it. But you guys enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you guys next episode. You know what, baby?